how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Head to White Castle for 12 crispy all-white meat chicken rings for just $3.99. For a limited time, choose from Classic, Hidden Valley Ranch, or our new Smoky Barbecue flavor. And take home 12 chicken rings for just $3.99. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm CJ Vogel. We got a special guest, the Longhorn legend Cameron Dicker, in the house today. Out here at the golf tournament today. Shoot well? Shoot them straight?
Pretty well. Team carried me a little bit, but it was a good time.
That's all right. That's what scrambles are for. As long as you can count a couple of your shots, that's what we're here for. But back in Austin, off season's full swing. I mean, how's the life going as an NFL kicker?
It's good. It's fun. It's a lot going on, but it's a good time. And it's always nice to be back in Austin.
So you had an interesting route to where you are.
Yeah.
How's life now that you kind of have some time to settle down a little bit, you get back out to LA in the next month or two and get back into the groove? But it took a minute to really get to where you are now. What's it been like now that you can finally sit back and say, all right, I know where I'm going to be at least for the first full year?
It's nice. Nothing changes too much. I think I still have to show up to work every day and do the same as I was before. So mentally, it's nice to have it. But at the same time, if I let myself get complacent, then issues start to occur. So.
Sure. And that's the life of a kicker, huh?
Yeah. Every year.
Well, certainly. I mean, you're out at the golf course, so it's not too bad, right?
Mm-hmm. Still enjoy time.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you this because this is – kind of one of those running jokes between guys on the team. What's the typical practice day like for the specialists?
I'll go through a non-kicking day.
Yeah.
Show up, meetings, hang out. Go home.
Sign me up.
When I'm kicking, it's, you have your lifts, you have meetings, all that. And then I'll kick for an hour, hour and a half. So whenever kicking is in practice, if practice is like 2 hours long. Practice like 2 hours long. I'll kick. If it's in the middle, I'll kick. I'll wait for 30 minutes, hang out, then start warming up, and then kick, and then go until I need to.
No naps, though.
No naps, sadly. No naps.
Well, good. So I wanted to ask you about that because Jeff Banks, obviously, we've seen what he's done at Texas. The special teams has been tremendous. Mm-hmm. What is it like with him? Is he a guy that will be super hands-on with the specialists? When you go out and kick, is he, critiquing? How hands-on is he?
He is of special teams coaches. It's awesome to have someone like him because he kicked and punted, so he knows what he's talking about, and he knows how to work with guys individually. Yep. So it was awesome to be able to work with him for a year. Still talk to him now, and so great guy, but he also knows when to let you be and kind of see the guys you've always worked with. And so it's a good balance between the two.
Because I remember at one point you were taking on the punting duties as well. And the conversation of, overworking your leg was brought up. He's like, there's days where you'll go out there and we basically have to tell you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that balance of, just let the punters understand what they want to do, know their bodies a little bit better as well. Is it like that in the league as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on who you have as coaches, but my coaches are awesome. I love those dudes. And so they've done a very good job handling me and letting me kind of have the time I need to and what days I wanted to kick and work it all out.
I was going to say, it seems to have worked out pretty well. 31 of 33 made field goals a year ago, Pro Bowl as well. I mean, pretty solid campaign.
Fun. It was a fun time.
Yeah.
Fun time. Oh, yeah.
Wish that that game was back out in Hawaii. Huh? Get the lays, get the button down. But going back to Texas a little bit, there's two moments I wanted to bring up. First, obviously, the kick against Oklahoma. I wanted to go inside your brain a little bit. Going out on – you've always had that cool, calm, collected approach as a kicker that's tremendous. Was there ever a moment as you trotted onto the field that you knew, you know, obviously the magnitude of what that kick would bring you later on?
Not at all. I don't think it hit me until like maybe the bus ride home. Even after the kick, I was like, ah, whatever. Yeah. Like it didn't, it's another kick. I look at everyone as like, it's just another kick. And so maybe it was the bus ride home and I'm like looking at stuff with our punter and we're just kind of laughing like, ah, that's crazy. Like, blah, blah, blah. But no, not at all. It was just like a fun thing to go do.
I mean, it's, you know, in Red River Shootout lore now, mm-hmm. it's one of those big moments. Of course, you had the wink at the camera that they got. How often are you sent that gift?
Every once in a while. Once that game comes around, I see it online a lot more. Yeah. But it's funny. That's a good one.
I mean, it's a hell of a way to start the career as well. I mean, it feels like the big kicks kind of just come to you, right? You know, first week in the league as well. You had a game winner with the Eagles.
Yeah.
Bounce over to the Chargers. Same situation. So, need a game-winning kick. That's the man.
It worked out.
So I love bringing that up because, again, Texas and Oklahoma moving to the SEC. It'll be brought to a new audience as well. There's another one that maybe folks don't really ever highlight because it didn't necessarily count, but against LSU 2019, was that the best onside kick you've ever kicked?
It was a nice one. I remember that. Yeah, that was a good onside kick. Yeah. You barely missed it, right?
That was the one, for folks who don't remember, that was the one where Texas down 45-38, about 32 seconds left, I want to say. Colin Johnson has the diving attempt on the sideline, comes up just a bit short out of bounds. So split about three defenders.
Yeah, that was tough. That was brutal. Watch it. Yeah. I think I hit a field goal right before, and then we just needed a touchdown after that. Yeah, that was tough.
It was gonna be tight to go back down the field and score and tie the game. But my goodness, I was watching it again before we started up here. You split three different LSU players en route to it going to the sideline. I was like, God, that's
– I haven't watched that ever.
Really?
Literally not one time.
No film, huh?
No, not at all for that. Not for onsides I don't look at.
Because I was going to say, was that the only one you attempted at Texas?
I think I had one or two more.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's not a
con. We got one against somebody. I don't know who. I don't remember those that much.
Yeah.
Those were, usually it's not games that you don't want to remember. Yes. If you have those, so. Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. As well as, you know, kind of coming in with the big kicks, those are the ones that you want to watch. I wanted to ask you about Bert Auburn.
Yeah,
he's just put on scholarship as well. He's coming off of a season where Texas used him quite a bit. The most field goal attempts this off season or this past season in 2023. Did you reach out to him at all after he, you know, kind of received that scholarship, or what's your relationship?
I text him all the time. I think it took them long enough to put him on scholarship. I think he should have been put on before, and I voiced that to them and to him. And so he knew that was coming. As long as they were going to do that, I mean. I think it took long enough, obviously. He deserved it and earned that early on. So, great guy. Love the kid, and I text him pretty often.
Yeah, good deal. I'm glad, obviously, that relationship's still going well. Mm-hmm. What's he saying about how things are going for him this offseason as he looks forward to another strong campaign?
Yeah, he's excited. It's fun. I just texted him the other day because they're just getting back in their summer workouts, and they have their, like...
At Arizona State University, we offer a variety of programs online designed and taught by a renowned faculty to empower your success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates stated they were promoted or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Quarters thing that they run, and he was like, this never gets easier. And I was like, I know, nothing does.
Walk me through that a little bit. Off-season conditioning for the specials? That's not gruesome, I would assume.
It's not as gruesome. I mean, he's doing, I think, a lot of what everybody else is right now. Okay. I typically opt out of some of this stuff because I understand I don't need to, and I don't want to risk an injury doing certain things that I think could lead to it. So
definitely,
I'll do my own stuff most of the time. But the lifts, everything's kind of the same. In college, I did everything the same. And so summertime sucks. They usually go out. I think right now there might be in the mornings, but I remember you just go to like 4 p.m. or 3 p.m. on the turf, have bear crawls some days, and your hands are just blistered, and you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Ooh. Sure. You're thrilled with that. Oh, holders, yeah.
It was great. Yeah, great time.
I mean, it's exciting, obviously, with Texas going to the SEC. Yeah. What's your kind of thoughts on that?
I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, the SEC, everybody says it just means more. So I think it's a good thing. I'm excited to be able to talk some trash in the locker room to guys.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a good year. And so it's going to be fun. There's a lot of SEC guys in the league, so it's going to be a good time for me.
Definitely. Texas plays Michigan this year.
Yeah.
Have you brought it up with Coach Harbaugh at all?
I have not. I'm going to wait till that comes, and then I'm gonna say a lot. If we win, I'm going to be repping Texas gear in every meeting. It's going to be a great time.
I was going to say, maybe see how the outcome of that game goes first.
No. The fun part is the buildup.
Okay.
So I can talk a lot in the whole week leading up to it. I'll be wearing Texas gear every time. I'll probably do a little bet with the strength coach about wearing the gear and see if he'll wear some, because he always has something. And so
it'll
be fun.
That'll be a fun week.
Very fun.
And hopefully a very fun week after as well.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Obviously, Texas goes up to Michigan week two, playing the big house.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple questions. I got one for you. Going on the road in the league versus going on the road in college. As a kicker, when you go out there and you see, those moments where it's mostly just you in the arena looking at what you're about to do, is there a noticeable difference? Does it kind of depend on the situation and the environment?
For me, it never affected me either way. I think there's some college crowds that are louder, but I'd say it's relatively the same.
Yeah.
It's all just noise. And so you just deal with it. I think it's more so the stadiums and conditions you play in. And so it all just depends on where you play that week.
You were kicking when Oklahoma State threw up the yellow poles, right? Behind them.
Yeah, that was my kick, yeah.
Did you notice that?
Didn't even know those were up there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So when you take a step back and you line up the kick, I'm assuming you have a point somewhere that you've been practicing pregame to, kick towards.
I look at something and I think at their stadium, because they have such a big jumbotron behind, and I don't like looking at it because it's weird. Just look at yourself up there.
Yeah.
I look something right below it. So I pick like a letter on like some lettering or whatever. Yeah. And my goal is to hit that letter up with my kick. So I'll line up, stand over it, find that exact point, take my steps, look at it one more time and go.
So there's obviously Texas, Oklahoma State. They've had some history when it comes to officiating stadiums, whatever. No outcome at all. No difference with what they threw up on the jumbotron for you.
I don't think so. I mean, I split the kick and I was happy.
Yeah,
I didn't care.
It worked. I think they got fined. Actually,
I think they did after as well.
It was clever.
It was a smart thing to do. It wasn't legal at the time.
I don't hate it. And then going into. Actually, let me get your thoughts on this as a kicker, philosophy-wise. I know you mentioned finding something beyond the poles. Some kickers aim at the pole in practice.
Yeah.
Is that feels kind of problematic?
You're saying at like the bottom middle part?
Yeah.
No, like there's kickers in the league that I've talked to about this like early on, and they'll aim at, I mean, some, I don't have the best vision, but some guys see the little bolts that are holding in the uprights and they'll pick like, okay, that they hit. And they'll be like, okay, so these two are going to be the ones I want to go over because they don't like looking up. They like to look ground level. And I was like, oh, good for you. Like, I like to look up.
I've always found that interesting. You know, you're aiming to practice to hit precisely the one part of the goalpost that maybe you don't want to hit. But yeah, that's why I'm not a kicker, right? And last couple questions. I got one for you. Texas in its entirety has plenty of kickers in the NFL. It's kind of like a brotherhood of sorts. A number of guys, whether it be Dawson, Justin Tucker, Nick Rose, now you, where Auburn will have that opportunity in a year or two as well. What does that kind of mean to you?
It's awesome. I think it's cool to be able to lean into those guys and talk to them. Probably talk with Phil Dawson more so the most coming out. And so he was a really good person when I was coming out of college just to talk to, hey, what's it like? How was your career? Like, what do you think's differences, whatever. And so just advice they have and just, yeah, good dudes to talk to. Everybody's good people.
Definitely. And final question again, thank you for joining us on Texas Football. Come join us on the ontexasfootball.com. We have all the recruiting updates, of course, everything team wise. And of course, you'll get the good exclusive interviews with Longhorn legends like Cameron Dicker here as well. Last question, favorite moment at Texas? It's a simple one. I'm sure you get asked this, but there's got to be one.
And Texas OU kicks one of them. That's like the biggest moment. I honestly think my last year we performed the worst out of all the years I was there, but I had the most fun, I'd say, because I started to enjoy the moment.
Really?
I think a lot of guys lose the enjoyment of it. And so like the first 3 years, I didn't even pay attention. We ran out of the field. I was like, all right, I'm here to kick. Like I'm going. But like soaking in those moments where you run out, I mean, it's crazy to think about. You got 100,000 people in there cheering you on.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those moments where you're like, I look around middle of games, I'd be looking around, just like taking it instead of just like focusing on what I do. And so that was a really cool thing that I started doing senior year. But
yeah,
I mean, that whole year wasn't great for the team, but it was a fun year, like for me personally, to grow on that side.
No, I mean, anytime, you know, you hear about it all the time, whether it be senior nights or, you know, as season wrap up, you know, it goes by pretty quickly.
It's crazy.
So
flies by.
I'm glad that you were able to make the most of it, obviously. And Texas fans will probably keep you in, you know, those memories of big wins forever. So, but that'll do it for today. Again, on Texas Football, Cameron Dicker, thank you very much for joining us. And let's get a hook 'em as we sign out.
Yeah.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island.
He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.